You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm comedian Tim Rayburn.
I'm comedian Eric Fady.
I'm comedian John Ballinger.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, go ahead.
Wow, so that's just, we just start talking?
Yeah.
Talk about my ideas?
Yeah, and we'll jump in with a one-liner question or whatever.
I got to be honest, I thought about this for 2 days, and maybe I'm just overthinking it, but I couldn't really, I don't know, like maybe I'm just not creative in this sense of what you're looking for, but I'll tell you this is an idea I've had for a while. And I've tried it on stage a few times, and I don't know if it worked, but I thought maybe it'd be funny in this setting. But in my mind, I feel like I hear a lot of the ladies complaining about like their husbands or boyfriends being bad at sex. Like that seems to be a thing that I hear about. So I thought, like, I really like sex, but I'm not very good at it. So maybe I could like hire myself out as like a bad sex for hire. Like the grass is always greener on the other side. So like, these guys would hire me to have sex with their girlfriends, and it'd be so bad, and they'd be like, well, damn, I guess could be a lot worse.
So are you trying to be worse than you would ordinarily
be? I'm just bad at sex, so it would just be easy for me.
But then you'd get better with all this practice you're going to be doing on our girlfriends.
Shit. I didn't think about that aspect. I've never thought about that aspect of it because I just thought it was a funny idea.
20 in, you're going to be crushing it.
But what if I'm not? What if I'm just terrible? They say I've heard that on some level, like the idea of being a minute man, like that doesn't – you can't completely fix that. Some people are just fucking fast.
Is that you?
Yes.
You're a fast guy.
I'm a fast guy. It sucks.
But don't you throw in a lot of foreplay? To fill the void.
See, I'm feeling really stew about this idea now. Like, I'm feeling like, is it the worst idea you've had so far on the show?
Yeah.
It is.
No,
it's fine. It is. I couldn't think of anything. You want me to have one more idea? I had another idea.
No, we can keep going with that.
Okay.
It's a good joke platform idea.
I never thought that much into it, honestly. When he said, you're right, the practice makes perfect. I guess I would get better. Inevitably, I would have to get a little better.
How do you know you're bad?
Your wife could name you Fast and the Furious. I mean, it may work for you, man. You never know.
Well, maybe.
You know, I mean, that you know, like women always say they want a big guy, but, you know, how do you know that's really what they want? If they had too big of a guy, they'd be like, oh, my.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I've definitely heard about that.
How do you know they don't want it fast? Maybe they've got shit to do. I mean,
yeah.
you can hook up with a woman that's got a lot of stuff on her mind. That would solve the problem, I think.
I'm starting.
You know, you can still be fast, but yet you wouldn't have to worry about it because she would be busy afterwards.
I guess my hope. I guess I'm starting to realize that this is a business idea might not play out too well.
Now I'm thinking it's a lie. I'm thinking you're really good at sex, like surprisingly good, and that you're using this as a ploy.
No, dude, it's
to
just
have
a funny
like lots of side women.
I can't remember now, so I won't even tell the story. I was trying to think of, there has been guys that have done that and trying to like, what was it? This guy was trying to just impregnate women or some shit. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. No, it's a really a funny, maybe it's not funny, but I always thought it was a funny idea. The idea that people would hire me to have sex with their girlfriend and then they would be like, oh damn, could be a lot worse.
So
I don't know. Maybe it sucks, dude.
I don't know if there's like a business opportunity in that, you know, like, I mean, I could see the selling point in it, you know, where a guy would be like, look, that's just the options out there. That's me, 4 minutes, or him, 14 seconds.
Right. Like if they leave their boyfriend, they're going to have to go back out on the market and there's going to be people like me that are awkward and terrible. And they'll be like, well, this is better.
So you're like a anti-prostitute.
Yeah, I guess.
Can't you just do this with like a video? Like you just send us a video and show
them. Just send them videos and show. Yeah. You don't think they know that there's bad guys out there? I guess they do. See, I'm telling you,
I just don't want a guy coming fast into my girlfriend. You know?
Yeah. Oh shit! You don't though. Seems like that'd be the. That's my whole selling point.
There's a lot of other things that could happen here. I mean, you know, there's always, you know. the venereal disease end of this job. It might not work out for you. I'm saying after a few weeks, you might end up like deciding that you're itching in a lot of places.
I didn't think this through.
The negative drawback.
You obviously did not. But I like the idea that you enjoy sex enough that you would want to do it as a job.
Yeah.
See, that part of it is freaking awesome.
Well, and the other thing is, I feel like by doing this, the thing is, we all know this. Like, guys will pay for sex from girls. Most girls do not need to do that because they could go to any bar and get a guy anytime they want. But I like the idea of making it a, like, I would be a guy whore if I could be. Like, I don't want to work for sex at all. I like it, but I have no desire to work for it. So this was a way that maybe I could do it and not have to do anything.
I don't even want to go to the mall. No numbers, no nothing. Just give me the pussy. Put it right on.
Well, I don't. It's just a lot of work. I've noticed.
You realize
it,
that
it definitely is a lot of work. Nobody argues that.
Would you be selective as per your clientele?
Yeah, that's the problem. I guess I would be. I guess I wouldn't just take anything. So I'm not only don't want to work for it, but I'm picky.
I think you're gonna be unemployed. That's my as a business opportunity, unemployment line sounds like the real.
I know it's gonna be a long, look miserable existence.
This. But like I said, it's awesome that you would want to have sex for a living, and you were willing to do it to get paid for it. You know, that's not many men go there.
Right. Well, thank you. I guess on that sense.
How much would the service cost? Anyway?
That's a good point. I never considered what that would cost. I don't know how much. I don't know. You're right. Like,
are you paying us? Or are we paying you?
Well, I'm not really getting paid to do it. The hope was the guy. As I'm saying this out loud, I swear to God, I've said this on stage before, and now that I'm looking at it like with you guys in the room and not like doing it on stage, it seems more dumb than I realized. But in my mind, I guess I would get paid. I don't know, $100.
Well, I'm amused by the fact that it is so dumb, though. So don't feel so bad about the idea. You put yourself out there like that, and it was for comedy. And sometimes you have to throw yourself under the bus for comedy. So
that's pretty much the best thing I do. That's the only thing I do positive in comedy is the ultimate, the absolute willingness to sell myself down the river. That's the only thing I have is absolute shamelessness.
Hey, if you want to sell yourself down the river in comedy, you just get up on stage and say, I get no respect. That's not going very far. I mean, it might be the truth, but your career will end right there.
No, so, you're right. That's a good point.
And that goes right with your job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get no respect. That could be the name of it. I get no respect. That is a pretty good name for I'm Too Fast. You know, or it could be that Fast and the Furious.
I'm so sorry. I feel really bad, dude. I hope this was okay.
What about, I would tag somebody in for the afterwards part where you're.
What do you mean?
Like the cuddling and the laying there.
Well, obviously, I'm not doing that.
Why not? You would make $100.
So I have to do that with the money, you think? Or you think that
you would get money for that. And then,
oh, so extra money?
You just watch Netflix and lay there.
Oh, so that would be like add-on prices, you're saying?
No, I'm saying...
Netflix involved, I need this job.
You're saying that that should be part of it?
No, I'm saying that you wouldn't get to have sex with anybody.
Oh.
I'm saying I have the sex.
Oh, then I just...
No. We're not a business. Like, I have the sex with my own girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then I tag you in for the cuddling after.
Oh, dude, I would do that. I'd do that.
You watch,
for money?
You watch some TV shows.
Yeah. Dude, now there you go. I just people bang their girlfriends or wives and they don't want to do the shit after, and you just give me a call and I come in and just watch Netflix.
Yeah,
with
you
them.
Hold her hand.
Yeah.
Or tell a story or two.
I could do that.
Something like that.
Does he watch you have sex with your wife beforehand?
I don't care about that. I mean, that's fine. I'm not into that.
Maybe
so.
For a discount.
I would say that'd be on them, dude. I have no desire to watch people have sex. So even though I watch porn all the time.
Part of a package. You know, it's a
Isn't that weird, though? Like, people, like, don't you think people think it'd be weird to say, like, watching other people have sex? But most guys watch porn all the time. You're watching people have sex.
I think there's a different smell to porn, though.
Yeah.
I think that's part of that. I think the smell to porn is much fresher than current going on sex. So I think that might have something
that's
to do
true,
with it.
That's true, I guess. I don't know.
You know.
Well, whatever.
Plus, there is no Photoshop. You know, you get to see all of the real.
Gross.
You know.
I don't know.
You know, you got those people, you know, there's actually, you know, people who have to run that camera, and I'm sure they don't go home and say, man, I had the best day of my life filming these
I've
people.
I've never considered the filmer, the videographer in porn, but that is interesting.
Small enough to jerk off, or like hold one hand as you jerk off? Because if you're using two, there's no point to it.
Well, there's a lot of freaking... a lot of porn just homemade now, dude. That homemade amateur shit, because no one's paying real porn because no one buys porn anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, I don't know.
Well, I'm just glad HBO had it when I was a kid and they had squiggly lines. So I wouldn't have had any kind of youth otherwise.
Well, I think we sort of deviated from the idea.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. Anyway, well, that was my idea, I guess. I don't know. Do you want me?
I think you kind of... That's your thing, isn't it? Like a low confidence thing. Like,
I don't think it's a thing. I think it's.
Well, you did open up with like, this is shit. I've tried this on stage. It's shit. And then...
I know, but I thought maybe in this setting it would be better, or maybe be not better, but like, because and when you get up on stage, I think there's a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of ideas that I think, you know, when you get on stage, it's hard because you're not really a back and forth. You're just trying, you are explaining to people something that you think is funny. And if they don't think it's funny, then it just sits there. But sometimes, you know what I mean? But premises can be funny if you're talking about them. So I thought maybe in a talking form, it might. And I think I'm realizing that's just not good on stage and maybe not good in general.
Or just a lack of confidence in general. The same lack of confidence that makes you think you're suck in bed is the same lack of confidence in your idea on this podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're probably a dynamo, man.
No, but it's all right.
But let's move on. Who wants to go next?
It can't be worse than that, so you're sure your idea is fine.
All right, I'll try. All right, here we go. So mine's not sex-related at all.
No, I didn't mean it like that. You know what? I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to take away from you. I think I just had it. Never mind. That was my own shit. Sorry.
All right, I don't know. Now I'm going to go. I'm going to shit on myself first. No. All right, so the environment, important, right? We can all agree.
I can agree.
And we got all this garbage piling up. It's floating out there. So I'm proposing a tube to space, and then we just kind of shoot all the garbage up there. And now the tube, I've thought about this scientifically, would work on the Venturi principle due to surface tension of water. So you just put like a little can on the water there, and then it works its way up the tube to space.
I mean, obviously everyone knows about that principle, but could you maybe, for the people that don't know, tell me what that means?
So it climbs the tube. The water climbs the tube.
Like water in a tree?
Yeah, like water in a tree.
Okay. Damn. That's quite a situation.
Except that, like, one little lump of trash might get caught in the tube, like, halfway up.
Toilet plunger. At the bottom.
So who's... Where is it going to be? It's going to be in the ocean. Where are you going to place it?
I'm placing it in Wyoming. In the middle of nowhere. So you got to drive your trash over there.
Would there be just one in the world?
No, I could go multiple.
So
it's a small tube. Maybe one in every
town. One per continent or what?
Nah, we'll go a few per town.
Few per town?
One in every household. What? Tubes to space.
So basically, the Earth is going to look like Pinhead had from the Hellraiser movies, right?
Oh, he probably doesn't know. I barely know.
The tops of these tubes.
He has pins in his head.
Oh.
Like it was a cover, and I've never seen the movie, but I know what he's talking about. There's like a dude with just a bunch of pins coming out of his head. So I guess he's saying the Earth would look like that.
Yeah. Like, that's how I'm picturing it.
And it would suck up? Like, how is this working? I'm putting it in there.
I didn't do the calculations.
So the spinning of the Earth.
Has nothing to do with that. It just floats.
You could definitely not do one climbs. Per household. You realize, like, it'd have to be one per town. It'd have to go to, like, the town tube.
We'll do a prototype first, see how it works.
I mean, it's...
Totally new meaning to the Tower of Babylon. That's all I really have to say about that, I think.
How high would it go up?
To space.
We're going to biblical means here.
Yeah, I understand, to space, but, like...
All the way?
So, like, just past the...
Yeah, until it can't come back down.
So we create layer of garbage. It's just like blocking the sun.
I suppose you put all your garbage in orbit at that point.
They kind of did this in Futurama, by the way. Like at one point they took up all the garbage and shot it in a big ball, but then eventually it came back. Is there any chance that this stuff could come back?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely a chance that what Tom said will happen, where it just floats around
space.
I mean, there's that's my point when you said how high. That's why I said how high. Like, I think, like, should it go past the moon? I mean, or.
Yeah, you really crushed this idea now. probably past the moon for sure. Or maybe just to the moon.
Just throw it on the moon?
Or just, we'll probably end up just doing that one then.
There is something that needs to be done with the garbage, obviously. So your idea, the premise is right. It's just we're all just doing nothing with it.
And then we're throwing it. But then you do run out of things to make things out of eventually if you shoot it all into space.
And garbage won't decompose.
In space.
Either.
Who's paying for this?
From the funds from your sex staff there.
Oh, okay.
well, that was hoping weird. You'll donate.
People out of their good kindness of their heart will donate to save the environment. Yeah.
Now, we live near Detroit, and there's some, like, we hate, like, sports rivals from Ohio or something. So we could just bend our tubes.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't bend tubes.
That would take away from the whole environmental aspect.
I guess we could just put all our garbage in Cleveland, then, if that's what you're proposing.
Just wherever whatever sports team we don't like,
we
just fill their town with garbage.
People are already kind of doing that, though. Like, isn't Canada paying us money to, like towns are, that's already an issue where other towns are paying other towns, right, to, like, take garbage. So then one city is getting money, but then they're like, right? I don't think I'm wrong on that. It's happening with water for sure, but I thought it was happening with garbage, too.
Oh, probably.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just said a stat that I guess I thought people knew, but I didn't. So maybe I'm wrong.
So the garbage man,
which
he can just launch things up into space. Like, if he murders somebody, he can just, like,
that
liquefy
would be a good
them
point,
and
dude.
Launch them up into space.
That's a,
I suppose.
Like, if you murder people, I mean, you could easily get rid of people so fast. Like, just get the body in there.
I guess. I wasn't picturing a big tube.
Well, how big's a tube going to be?
They could, like, Breaking Bad, like, dissolve somebody in a tub and then.
Yeah, I guess we could just
dissolve
it. I mean,
because our garbage.
I don't know. I didn't think this thing passed
through. I think it has to be at least the size that where you could take, like, a garbage can, right? And then it would.
Garbage can size.
Which would also be human body size.
Human body size.
They actually have in, like, Singapore or something, they did a. Underground trash removal system that, like, sucks the garbage.
Really?
And you could, like, throw a body down there. But I guess their crime is so low that they don't have to worry about it. It's like one murder every 10 years in Singapore or something.
Is it that low, or is it that people are murdering people due to this thing and we just don't know about it?
Maybe.
That's a great point.
A lot of homeless people just getting murdered.
Tourists.
Tourists, obviously. Obviously.
Singapore seems a little more dangerous than one murder a year to me. I'm just saying. That's my guess.
Yeah, if you had to ask me, I don't know much about that place, but if you had to ask me, I feel like that would be I agree. I feel like there'd be more murders than that.
Are you old enough to remember the guy who got caned in Singapore for sticking his gum somewhere?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
This was when I was a kid. Some American tourist stuck his gum, like, in an airport on a seat or something, and they sentence him to caning, so he got caned like 20 times or something in his back for littering.
Holy hell.
Have you ever been caned, though? Like, does caning, like, what's
I don't think I need to know what it,
my mom count.
You're like caning. No,
yeah, I did
deal.
Get used to get, like, hit with a wooden spoon as a kid.
I doubt that Singapore is using wooden spoons. I think they're using, like, wooden, bendable bamboo, like
a Singapore cane.
Yeah.
Like the stuff you see in WWE. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It probably sucks. Dude, I don't think I have to know what it feels. I don't have to have been hit with one of those to know that it would suck. And 20 of them would not be good.
They could just cane you with the tube.
Yeah.
These tubes aren't for play. They're trying to save the earth here.
I mean, if you could do it, it's a good idea. Like, in theory, it's kind of an amazing idea. I would say that if that makes sense.
There's going to be garbage in orbit. He killed it. It's over.
Oh, my God.
Now, last week.
Hey, it blocks the sun for global warming at the same time. There's a double pure purpose here, I think.
It does.
We're not looking for all the advantages. We're just thinking it's going to come back and kill us.
What is holding the tubes up exactly?
Oh, hot air balloons.
I see. In space.
In space.
Yeah, hot air balloons in space.
We'll get up there.
Hot vacuum balloons.
Yeah.
Somebody. Earth would look, that'd be quite a sight, like, to see Earth like that. He's, I mean, with all these tubes and apparently hot air balloons and then garbage is just shooting out.
Maybe that's what, like, what's after Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. They look like brown from...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just they're just surrounded by trash that got sucked up by tubes. They're not really...
Baby diapers. It's not crystals of ice formed over millions of years. It's baby diapers. You've solved the mystery.
I'm just still confused on exactly how the stuff is getting sucked up. I know you explained, like, the tree.
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
There's not enough water. I've thought it through as you guys were talking. It's definitely not going to work.
It's definitely, so he's decided now that it's
that's shit. It's an awful idea.
Well, no, it's a good idea, I think.
It's garbage.
Oh.
I didn't even
I can just imagine that the tubes would not shut off and they would just suck the whole atmosphere out.
That's a good point.
How would they? Would they have a shut? They'd have to be able to be turned on and off.
Just one tube. It'd be like the oil pipeline spill. Like one oil pipeline that's like the width of
where it was just
a bucket or whatever can ruin the whole Gulf of Mexico.
And so you want to create literally sucking
millions of those tubes. Just one of them has to fail, and Earth is doomed.
Yeah, you're right. If the door gets jammed open and now it's literally just sucking
air like as fast as it can go.
And shooting it out.
Yeah.
I feel like that would definitely happen at some point. If it was a sucking system, that is. Which it would have to be, right? It's your idea. I'm trying to...
You really want this to work, eh?
Now I kind of... I mean, it's a good idea.
Now, if you... were to instead of using a toilet, you just stuck the tube to your ass and shit in it. Would it suck the shit up, or would it suck your entire inner body up?
I don't think it has that much sucking power to suck your entire inner body up.
But see, it would have to, because this is going up a long way and
very slowly, like a tree.
Okay, so like you'd put like your garbage in there, and it just slowly.
It's like a tree, I swear.
You'd only be able to have one per state, dude. Even one per town. I still think it's a good idea, but I don't think there's any chance you'd be able to have at least one per city, even. That's just too many. I think. I don't know.
I think we've given this issue enough time.
Okay.
Let's move on to Eric. Go ahead.
Oh, didn't I do mine already?
Or whatever the other guy's name is, John.
The other guy that didn't show up in person. Hey, you know, my idea, it's basically wasted potential, but my idea was dyslexic, but a photographic memory. So, like, everything you remember, but it's all fucked up, you know?
And the other end
of it was like, you know, photographic memory, but I smoke a lot of pot. So I don't have to have a photographic memory. So, you know, my idea was basically, you know, you've got all these people in the world who are looking outside their problems by ignoring them. And we have wasted potential, you know. That was my idea. I don't know if that was any good or not.
So... I'm a little unclear. So your idea is to fuck with people's minds so they remember things wrong, but...
No, not so much that. It's more of a discussional piece that, you know, we're out here, we've got people that we've judged over their reasons why they didn't make it in society, and then we have all these other people who are trying to do anything but fit into that, you know? I don't know where I was going with it exactly, but that was the idea I had. You know, it's like my joke was that, you know, I got a photographic memory, but it sometimes fails me when I smoke pot. And it's kind of all messed up because I'm dyslexic, you know? And I think that's that was, I am dyslexic myself, and, you know, it took me 10 years of being an adult to overcome that to the point where, you know, I was a functioning adult on all the levels that everyone else was. So, you know, I don't know what the, I mean, I wasn't trying to build a ship with this idea or nothing. I just thought that it was kind of ironic that we take our attributes and we turn them around into things that, you know, hide and mask who we are to get by, to get through the world with other people, including comedy is another one of those things that, you know, people tell jokes so they fit in. But yet, the reason why they tell jokes mostly is they don't fit in. Anybody got any thoughts on this? Is it just me out here?
So you have a photographic memory?
No, he's dull. He's dyslexic.
I think I do at times, but it's failed at other times. I have very strong aptitude times of the day. So if you catch me in those times, I'm like, I'm right on the ball. Mornings I don't do so well at, which, you know, school's always in the morning, it seems to be, but...
No.
I'm very confused.
Let's test your nighttime photographic memory. So when this podcast started, I had an intro. Can you repeat the intro?
No, I cannot.
So you have a good memory.
I was going to say, photographic memory is very specific.
I was going to listen to that to repeat it in order to do that.
Yeah, but there are, I mean, not to be... People with a photograph, I've met like one person that I think comes the closest to someone who maybe has a photographic memory, dude. And those people can like recite baseball stats like from 30 years ago, like that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not like they can pull stuff out of their, like, not to be mean, but a photographic memory, it's like, I think it's a very yes or no thing.
Well, I agree. I think that everybody has that ability, but not to the degree that some people have it. You know, it is about your attention span, and when you're paying attention to other things, you tend to not remember stuff. So a person with a fully active photographic memory, if they're not trying to remember what's going on, they may not.
Okay. Like, I'm just very confused on what the idea was. I'm sorry. I'm not.
And I smoke a lot of pot, so what can I say?
So is... Your idea, so people have different aptitudes. You have an unusual aptitude in that you have a good memory, but you're also dyslexic. So you're saying that we should organize society so that people who have really useful gifts that are unusual, like that aren't emphasized in school, maybe, so there'd be like a job that you'd maybe be super good at, like... Is that what you're saying? Like,
that is kind of what I'm getting to. I'm getting to that. You know, everybody has a point to where, they're out here trying to learn, but they're also trying to fit in. And we've scored and judged our society to the level that we don't take the people who are extremely gifted because of they fail in some area that other people are excelling in, and we ignore what their gifts are. That was probably my only point to it.
Yeah, society sucks.
I mean, to some of that extent, yeah, society is terrible. Sometimes. But, I mean, to some of that extent, I think it's just hard. You know, most people aren't always, like, I'm not walking around looking for someone like, oh, man, this guy looks like a loser, but turns out he's... If I gave him a chance, he'd be super good at nuclear technology to better it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you mean. Like,
but we could create, like, a superhero force of, like, people who have, like, photographic memories. They should be, like, Bruce Willis in Unforgiven, like, just scanning crowds looking for, like, criminals and whatever. Just looking for, like...
Well, now you're just talking, like, superhumans or superhero stuff, aren't you?
The missing kids, the list of missing kids, Jessica's list or whatever the hell they call it.
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
The missing kids, like, they could just be just...
Like, they just walk around all day looking for... Like, there's 100 people, right? 100 kids missing in Michigan, and he would walk around, like, just Detroit all day looking for these people.
Well, otherwise, I mean, they show you, like, on a milk carton or, like, on a help ad, like, oh, this kid is missing. What's it called? Alert.
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert. Like,
people aren't going to remember. 30 seconds after that commercial's gone, I forget what that person looks like. Nobody's ever going to...
If I even pay attention at all.
Yeah. But, so it should be either, like, some software that you can load in your car on, like, the video camera on your car or something, load those Amber Alert photos or, like, have, like, superhuman, like, memory people just scan. It's stupid to show that to everybody because nobody's... Unless the kid's really ugly or something.
Right. I guess I'm just confused. I'm really sorry. But I have a hard time getting, I don't know, do you
just link people's benefits. You ignore their faults. And link their benefits.
You're asking for, so what you're doing is just asking society to finally just like, oh, you're, you know,
yeah, make take look a at test people's best sides. And then you link them.
So we're supposed to take a test and all decide what our positives are and then have you do based on what your positive things are.
Yeah, then we link you to jobs or whatever.
I mean, that's in theory, that's an amazing idea. I think that's in the
end. Now, right? If you have a great memory and all you want to do is play poker, no, you have to scan crowds for missing kids.
See, that's the problem. So now what are you going to get into? Because for one, I'm sorry to say, maybe this is not a nice thing to say, but there's about 8 billion people on this planet. I don't believe that every person necessarily has some gift that's going to help society. There are people that are just...
Well, luckily, there's jobs that don't require any gift.
I know, but then... So those people take the test and they say you have nothing, and then you work at the gas station? Well, isn't that kind of what happens already?
No, he's saying they have some gifts. So the guy pumping the gas, he could have a photographic memory, but he's ignored because he's...
Yeah, pumping gas.
Not pumping gas. He's something else, which led to him being the pump gas guy.
Or he was like, you hear stories of like, oh, in Russia, he was like a doctor.
And now here in America,
now he's a convenience store clerk because they won't transfer the
I believe if you're smart enough, I think that some of those people, I don't think the standards in some of these other countries are as high. And I don't know that you could be a brain surgeon in some country and come over here and they just be like, nope, sorry.
Well, like if you were like a Civil War doctor, you're cutting off an arm every time.
Right.
That's a doctor in some countries.
Yeah.
I've just made that up. I don't actually
know. I know what you're saying.
Well,
but
I think in some countries, they actually recognize people's abilities a little bit more. And that's why we recruit a lot of our scientists. The top 1% of scientists come from the United States, but they're recruited scientists. They're not even from this country. We just told them they could have citizenship. So why don't we have any of these smart people here? Are we ignoring the possibilities of people and forcing them into, you know, making a living? I mean, is that where we've ended up?
I don't know. Awesome. I personally think that somebody should give me millions of dollars so I can just work on my ideas.
Right.
So society is unjust because I have to go to my day job. I could be like inventing cool shit all the time.
If you just didn't have to do anything and had millions of dollars.
Well, what do you got?
Well, I mean, let's say you had a great idea for an energy patent and, you know, you had this idea, but you're not the University of California. I mean, you can't sit there and go, you know, we're going to spend this much money on research to develop this, and nobody in that community is going to look at you like you're anything because they have degrees, and if they say that you are smarter than them, what the fuck is their degree worth?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, people can be douchebags, and like they're protected. Like you need like 1,000 hours of training to be like a hairstylist, and like because people are, they want to shut out people from their industry so they don't have to compete with them, and but then there's also like people who try to, everybody has a theory on how free energy works and most of them just don't work, you know. There's things that everybody wants to invent a better mousetrap, but most of it's overcomplicated and overexpensive, and nobody has it.
It's very easy. I think there's a lot of theories. It's very easy to come up with theories of how to do stuff. Happen. It doesn't mean it's all okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
No,
I kind of believe that I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I believe that some of that is, you know, they want us to be stuck in this rut. And if you get an energy source that doesn't cost the kind of money to produce, it's hard to charge for it. So, yeah, especially if somebody else can come in and corner the market on you. So, I think that a lot of it is we expect our people from the United States to have these big degrees and do all this stuff. If you wanted to put together iPhones, let's say, for a living, you would have to go to school, become a tech, probably 2-3 years worth of school in the United States. They got some 8-year-old kid doing it. And he didn't get an education, must pass like second grade. So why are we never capable of doing jobs without these huge educations? Why do people who have really good aptitudes for things get forced into doing other stuff for the only reason that there's money to be made if they're not doing what they're good at? I mean, you would think it would be the other way around.
Well, there's no master planner. Like,
I think that
society is chaos. Lots of people scrambling to get theirs, you know. I mean,
I agree.
It's just that's the way it's got to be. I mean, if we had a master planner, eventually we'd end up with an evil one who would make it even worse, you know. We're a competition-based society, and people are going to fuck over other people. And we try to make it better. We try to find skills in people, but it's not ever going to be perfect. It'll get better the more they learn how the brain works and how society structures work. But yeah, some of us are going to get fucked over. Let's move on. Any last thoughts? Quick thoughts.
Were you going to do one or no?
Yeah, I'm going to do mine.
You meant on that subject, I guess?
Yeah,
subject. I think I said.
My idea, I call it localized movies. And so my idea is for big budget Hollywood movies, like that play in movie theaters and like TV shows like Game of Thrones or like a Netflix show, a network show. So those shows, they should film just the one or two famous actors on green screen. And then the entire rest of the movie should be shot locally by local actors in a bunch of different places. So there would be a Detroit version of the movie. There'd be a China version of the movie. There would be a Texas version of the movie. And so when people in Texas went to see that localized movie, like the localized Avengers movie, all of the scenery would be, it would take place locally in Texas.
Wow.
And so it would, so
that's heavy.
Heavy?
I think that would drive up the cost, I think, just a slight bit.
That would be my biggest thing, dude. Like, I think that would cost a lot of money. And the return that you would get on that, like, would everybody always go to see their movies?
Well, they'd all be in the movie as well.
So they're going to go watch.
If it was shot here at Royal Oak, we're all in the movie.
So then you're going to go watch all your movie?
I would go watch just to see myself, be like, hey.
But let's say the ticket is $10. Would you pay... Or what would a movie's cost now? Around
$10. That's around $10.
Let's say it's $12 to see the localized movie, and it's got all local scenery, maybe even like some local celebrities and local comics, local actors, local directors. And you're supporting the local economy. Maybe you know somebody who's a set designer.
But it'd be the same movie. Like the script and the storyline would be the same. It's just that we would just go watch our own version of it.
So like, let's say there's a diner scene and there's like a waitress and the main actor who's like some kid from the Twilight movies or something.
Yeah.
And let's say they're arguing in a diner. So they would shoot that in a green screen. And then for the Detroit version of the movie, the diner would be like some Coney place or something.
It's a cool idea.
And so all of the extras would be local people actually sitting in the Coneys, and they would film the Coneys. Even some of the speaking roles would be local. They
I
would
think
be,
the problem to me, honestly, and I'm not trying to be a dick about it, I think it's a really cool idea. It's probably the best idea that was brought tonight, no offense. But at least in my opinion, over my own even. But like my only problem is like with the cost of it.
Well,
like, I think you don't realize, though, that like because the production would have to be the same no matter what. Like you'd still have to pay for, you know, editing. You'd still have to pay for all this stuff. And then the only people that would be watching it would be in one state. And you can't even guarantee that everyone in one state's going to watch it.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, oh, you got to see the LA version. That is amazing.
They're for a whole Detroit new version of hipster version. Like
ugly, ugly people in this show.
I would think people would have a problem with the bad acting. I think that on average, I've done a little acting myself. And most people, they can't act. And I'm not saying I'm a good one by no means, but there's definitely degrees of people who, when they see that camera, they just shut off. And, you know, when you emotionally respond, shut off in front of a camera, it's not acting anymore. So, well,
and how many of the big, I guess he said the big stars. So the big names would still be in it, but just green screen the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so then, you'd have a guy that, you know, from your hometown that would ask for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean,
and maybe, I mean, like, the best friend character, maybe. Like, yeah. It could be somebody with dozens of lines, probably not much more than that. But not.
I think more, like, maybe if you did, like, a Netflix series where, like, the premise was is that it would, they would just film maybe a half-hour episode somewhere, or they would, the theme of the episode would be like, I think your idea, if you took your idea and took like a cast and did a 30 minute, not like I said, like almost like a TV show series on a Netflix thing, and they said like, oh, we're gonna do 10 episodes and one's gonna be kind of based out of Detroit, one's gonna be based out of New York, like that could maybe be kind of cool and a little more feasible. Maybe you don't care. Maybe the visibility doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't even matter.
Well, so let's say maybe you couldn't do it for Detroit and Chicago because they're too similar. But let's say you do it for L.A., you do it for Atlanta, where most of the people would be African-American. You do it in Mexico. Do it in China.
Atlanta.
Dirty South. Yeah, and then maybe somewhere in like France or something for some European people. And then, so
the idea isn't like, maybe just not every city, but maybe you did five versions of a movie just so in people's minds, at least they had like if I'm in France, at least they have an act. But then even in France, if you're in France and then you're in England, aren't you like, fuck that. That's not, I don't care about this French accent.
And so, I mean, it wouldn't work for all movies for every location. And maybe you could do it. The studio could like sell the base green screen version with the main actors to other studios, and the other studios take the financial risk based on their regional expertise on whether they think the movie will be successful in their region. But basically, if you take like an $80 million movie, my thought is, well, like $20 million is just for the big actors and the big director. Yeah. So that's just one instance of that.
Right.
And then a lot of it is sending people places. Like sometimes they
different locations and all this. Yeah, I guess they kind of,
Then you wouldn't send anybody anywhere. You would just,
it'd all be done in a warehouse. For the main actors, anyway.
For the main actors, they wouldn't have to. And also, that when you shot with the main actors, they wouldn't have to wait for
other scenes to be made because they just could do it all in maybe a week.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to wait for the set designers. They wouldn't have to wait because the extras keep fucking up the takes. They could just plow through it. And so maybe, instead of paying The Rock $18 million to be in a movie, you could pay him half that because he can shoot it half as...
Right, it's literally, he's only coming in for a week or something, literally. Yeah.
And then for some things, like giant explosions and stuff, you wouldn't be able to do that locally. You'd have to like build it into the plot. Okay, the main characters are traveling to this other place, and that's where the big action thing is going to happen.
Right.
So like, oh, they're going to Shanghai because that's where the stolen map is or whatever. And so then they do the normal filming for the big budget action part.
I mean, people love looking at their places they recognize. Like there is something about it. When Detroit started making films for a little bit, when you had the credits, people did specifically watch some of those just to be like, oh my God, I recognize that place.
And it has not just, oh, cool, it's cool. It's also, it could have more of a personal impact if the people in the movie are more like you. And, like, maybe even, like, different regions have an idea of what's exotic, like, for other locations. So, like, the American version, the base place could be Detroit, and the exotic place could be Tokyo, but the Tokyo version, the base place is Tokyo, the exotic place is, well, not Detroit, but like
I don't
New York.
Detroit is exotic.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I had a little different idea about it. You know, my idea was instead of changing the cities or changing the movie, they can put people in their favorite movies where they actually take the role or the character of maybe the murder victim in this part of the movie. Or I see where horror films, people would be like, I can be in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hell yeah, roll that. You know, run with that. They would like, I want to be in one of those scenes. And if you could duplicate that, I mean, that's similar to your idea, but it is different.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, like, if you want a version of, they have like these things in carnivals where you can like be in a music video. You go in a little booth and you do karaoke or whatever, and it's a green screen booth and there's stuff going on. You could do a more sophisticated version of that where you're a minor character in a movie that's just for you.
Yeah, that would be much more personal, and it wouldn't be for everybody. Having a movie with a bunch of different versions of cities, maybe even if the actors were all the same, might work. You know, because then there would be, you know, if somebody had watched the movie and they say, well, yeah, that New York scene, and no, it wasn't the New York scene in this one, it was the L.A. scene, you know? I mean, it could be a fun idea, but I don't see how it would work.
Well,
what movie... Would you, like, that started to come out, would you want to be, like, would you have gone to see if it was in Detroit?
I don't know. I think it'd be probably work better for comedy movies and, like, drama movies.
Yeah, not ones that have to be big budget.
I said, like, Avengers. I mean, that would be almost impossible to do.
If you did storyline-based movies, like you said, like a comedy, romantic comedy, maybe a light drama where it's not, you know what I mean? Where it's more of a story versus big explosions and stuff. Definitely be more feasible, obviously.
Yeah. But, and so, I mean, I wouldn't not see a movie because of this, but yeah, I might pay $2 more to support a movie if it's local and supporting the local economy.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think a lot of people are all down with the idea of supporting local stuff. It's definitely a movement that has, you know, is as big as it's ever been. So you're probably right. You're definitely right on that.
And yeah, they could fuck it up with shitty local actors or not.
It would have to be good all the time. Like, that's the problem. Like, local or not, if you kept doing it as a project and you kept going like, yeah, I like supporting Detroit and everything, but dude, it's just not the same.
So if you paid 10, and then I said, just pay 12, we'll give the $2 to Detroit.
Yeah.
For every movie from now on.
Right.
That would accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, but why would they be giving... You're right, I guess.
I just charge you 12 bucks, $2.
Yeah.
But then it's just like paying a tax.
Yeah, you're basically paying a tax to support the local economy.
Imagine if they just started doing that as an idea. Like, well, now you're just paying taxes out of the tax.
It's a great tax idea.
Well, part of it is it's fostering talent. Local talent too.
No, yeah.
But now the idea is to work your way up the cities of the movie, because now every city's filming a movie, and you got to work your way up to the bigger market.
Well, there would be no master movie, like, I guess to the bigger city, I guess. Yeah, but, yeah, and, yeah, yeah, you would want to work your way up, and not all movies would be this. It wouldn't be like everything has to be local everywhere, yeah. But, like,
a local option.
Maybe a quarter of them would have a local option, if it makes sense.
It's interesting, right? Like it's.
And like one thing that I thought of is that there's certain shows and certain movies where it just spawns like tons of stars. Like Lost, the TV series, yeah. Is one thing where there's certain movies where the actor is never going to get famous off of that movie because it's just they can't flex acting range in this shit movie. And then there's ones that are so good and so well received that even actors who aren't that great who were in it get launched to fame. And if you had a localized movie where like that, that's just that good.
Then my worry would be, so then my thing is,
it could launch people from all over the place.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so even if they're trying to be local, their still goal is to try to get to LA and be in the LA version.
Well, it'd be like an audition tape or whatever.
Gotcha.
There would still be normal Hollywood movies that aren't localized.
Okay.
That they would be able to audition for and maybe get the part. And it might help create more good actors from different regions and different ethnicities, just more diversity.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. What did I miss here? Yeah, another thought was, yeah, so some of the local actors might be worse. So we might have to make the main actors act worse.
Tell them to do bad.
And I thought, well, that sounds like ludicrous. Like, you'd think, oh, we want actors to act as good as they can. But if you look at, like, art, like paintings and, like, the cinematography of movies, like, more accurate isn't always better. Sometimes it's good to have it like grainy or black and white or
right.
And sometimes
but it would be hard. Like, how would you tell them in what way would you tell them to not do as good? Just don't react as hey, so normally how you would try to really cry here, try to make it look like it's forced. Or like how would the direction be? What's less?
We need you to act bad. Can't.
Now see what you did here. This was really believable. Can you take it just down a little bit where I kind of don't know if I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
You can't? Okay, let's get that guy from Detroit. He's not very good.
Yeah, it's a silly thought, but like Meryl Streep or like Anthony Hopkins, it's just so good. You put a local actor next to them, you might be able to see a difference. But if you put like maybe they just don't emote, like acting a lot of it is like exaggeration of reality,
right?
And like maybe they just wouldn't exaggerate to the point where local actors couldn't. There would be a contrast. All a movie is it's not meant to be the accurate representation of reality. It's meant to entertain.
Yeah,
the goal is to entertain. So you're basically creating a expectation of these are the rules of this. You're suspending reality in every movie, so you suspend it in some ways and not in others. And so if you have sort of bad acting or you have like cheesy acting, sometimes it works for entertainment value.
I'm just really fascinated now with the idea of like I wonder what if you were to take movies that we've already seen at this point and if they told them, okay, like, I'm trying to think of, like, I just haven't seen a movie in a long time, but, like, just whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever movie, and then just told them all, like, okay, we want you to take it down. Like, could they, like, what would that even look like? I don't even know, because I'm not saying that acting is, it's hard. I know acting is hard, but they get a lot of takes, man, and they're really just reading a script. So I really wonder, like, if you just told Tom Cruise, like, okay, Mission Impossible, but just, you know how you're trying here? Just take it down like 30%. Like, what would that even turn out to be?
Well, if they're that good, they should be able to act like.
But I wonder what would acting less be, though?
You act like a bad actor. So you're so good, you can act bad.
Okay.
So you don't maybe. Like a normal actor, they might be like.
So they just read the lines.
There might be a vein sticking out of their eye, and they might be crying out of one eye, but not the other. And their eyes are darting from side to side a little bit, like they're looking around. And maybe like
all of these
micro expressions.
Okay.
Maybe they just don't do as many of them.
It just seems like that'd probably be hard. I feel like for a lot of them, it would be hard to like. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never acted, so I don't know. But I feel like
you'd be perfect for the movie.
Though. Yeah, I guess
you
I could
be a star.
Right, I could be a star in your movies.
Okay, now this last point: if there's a porno movie and you had localized actors, I thought that might be interesting. But it would probably have to be like
start getting really weird, man.
Like Cinemax, like softcore porn. Like you wouldn't, be able to film like a.
But like the porn's filmed, and like you're not going to be like. Here's me having sex next to the Empire State Building. Right. It's like all in a bedroom.
But it's like you could have like a Kate Upton is in a sex scene in a movie and there's a local actor or you can pay to be the male in the scene.
So like
you would just be like humping the green screen and then in the movie it would look like you were having sex with humping.
Sort of. Or like she's bent over and you're behind her and it's shot like at an angle where you can't. See genitalia like a soft
and
core.
I'd be paying for this, or I'd be the actor? Because I'm not going to pay to just have sex with a green screen. And then
this could be like the version of the.
So like virtual reality porn is what you're describing. You put on the thing.
Yeah, I mean.
And you just start.
Supposedly it's really
air.
Good.
But it could be like a video you could buy for yourself to masturbate to of you having sex with Kate Upton.
I get it, what you're saying. I don't know if I don't know if I.
Someone's got a thing for Kate Upton.
It could be the normal localized actor thing. Like, I just thought you might find that entertaining, considering what your idea was.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. That is. I didn't know, like I said, I don't know if it was going to be regular people just having sex, or I guess you think the green screen version. I don't know.
You could also, I suppose, use this fake sex scene to blackmail people. Like,
that would
try to
happen.
Claim that it's a real thing and
be quite a situation.
But we're out of time. That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for coming, you guys, and
thanks for
listening.
See you.
Thanks for having us.